Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Anita Anthony Stout, date of birth 5/1/1987, date of procedure February 23rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Musadiq Ahmed. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is ulcerative colitis. Comma, bright red blood per rectum. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction results, possibility of missing a lesion, such as malignancy, well experienced the patient. Period. The patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. Period. Seizure effects of exam was run. Period. Will lubricate the lymphocytic colonoscope, introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. The cecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, milli cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflex was obtained of the rectum. Period. The terminal ileum was also intubated and evaluated. Period. Boston Pepper Prep score was good with a Boston Pepper Prep score of 8, 3-3-2. Period. Patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Finding. The terminal ileum, comma, last 10 centimeters were intubated and evaluated, comma, biopsies were obtained here. For histology, next slide. In the cecum, there was evidence of extrinsic protrusion on the colon. A cold forceps was used to poke this area, which was not soft and did not have a pillow sign, comma. It is important to note that there was a significant amount of looping during the procedure, so it is possible that it is compression, extrinsic compression by the scope. Next line. Random biopsies were obtained in the cecum, comma, the ascending, comma, the transverse colon, comma, the descending, comma, the sigmoid colon, comma, and the rectum for evaluation and histology. Period. There were two areas, one at 50 centimeters that were that did note patchy erythema. This was biopsied separately for histology as well as in the rectosigmoid at 20 centimeters, and this was biopsied separately for histology as well. Most of the disease was Mayo 3 in the rectum up to approximately 15 centimeters. Period. Next line, retroflexion was not attempted due to friability of the mucosa in the rectum, however. Pull-out view did not reveal any hemorrhoids. Next line. Plan. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend a CAT scan evaluation for the extrinsic compression at the cecum. Next line, would recommend this further discussion on follow-up visit regarding biologic therapy for this patient given disease severity. Next line. Continue current therapy with mesalamine at present. Next line. follow-up in office as previously scheduled.
$20,000. Let the meeting begin.